Among many industries that have been hit hard during the pandemic, restaurants stand out because of social and cultural elements and a stark reminder of how much our daily and nightly lives have changed. One popular policy that was temporarily put into effect by Governor Ducey did give restaurants a bit of a boost. That was the ability to sell alcohol to go. State Representative Jeff Weniger of Chandler and some colleagues have introduced a bill that would expand what restaurants have been able to do before courts struck down Ducey's executive order. I spoke with Representative Weniger earlier and asked him about the popularity of the previous policy among a lot of Arizonans and how much that factored into crafting the new legislation.
One of the things when you say about a lot of folks, sometimes it's industry wanting things, sometimes different things, and this one's a combination. Number one, constituents have approached me and love this idea. It's something that was really popular during the pandemic and the executive order there. But also bars and restaurants have approached me, and it was just an added thing to their bottom line because it was just kind of an add-on item. It was an impulse item. It wasn't taking the place of another sale. And so it was just extra. So it was great that way. I think the difference in this is between the executive order and now it is pretty stark, though, because if you give me a second just to kind of educate people, is there's a Series 6 license, which is a bar. So they don't have to serve food, but they can also sell beer to go, wine to go, or bottles of alcohol to go. Those three things. Restaurants, if you get a special license, it's a Series 12, is a restaurant license. If you get a special license on that, you can sell beer growlers to go, but they can't sell other things to go. So, you know, one argument from the bars is that this, you know, is taking away a privilege of theirs. So I didn't want to go there with the beer and the wine and the bottles of alcohol. And really, from everybody I've talked to, the most popular thing to go during that executive order was cocktails to go. And so we narrowed it from the beginning to just that, just cocktails to go. And that way, not only are we responding to what constituents really wanted, but we're also not taking any right or current privilege away from the Series 6 bars. We're giving this whole new found right or privilege to bars and restaurants at the same time. So there's parity.
When the pandemic ends, and we all hope it's sooner rather than later, this policy would continue. Why does it make sense to continue after the pandemic?
It's something that I think constituents and people in Arizona have gotten used to. And so why have that end if it's being done in a responsible way when the pandemic's over? And it helps those businesses, bars and restaurants, bottom line. And if you think about it, it helps the state and the municipalities bottom line as well, because again, I truly believe the mass majority of these are add-on items. These are sales that wouldn't have happened otherwise, and you're adding sales tax onto that. It's not raising any taxes, but it's creating new revenue that wasn't there before for those municipalities and the state as well.
We understand the legislation would also allow for delivery through apps like Grubhub, and obviously people have been going crazy with stuff like that over the last 10 months or so. How would that work?
Yeah, there is delivery right now that is allowed, but it really pushes out most of the players. So there was a bill a few years ago that basically allowed delivery, but it has to be paid for before it leaves the establishment. And you have to, you know, have a partnership with someone in order to do it. So it being paid for means it kind of takes out Uber or DoorDash or those kinds of things, because a restaurateur or a bar, somebody gets that money about a week later. And so it's not technically, as the law calls for, paid for before it leaves. And then also the liquor license of the establishment is on the line. So if an Uber driver picks it up and, you know, something happens, it's my liquor license on the line, not Uber's. And so, you know, grocery stores use this. They use a company called Instacart. And the difference is a grocery store has the gravitas and the scale to negotiate very hard with someone who's going to do that for them and put in safeguards, make sure that they're training their people right, and make sure that they get paid before it leaves the store because they're such a huge player. The smaller mom and pops don't have that kind of scale and can't do that. So the idea would be that Uber or DoorDash could go out and they would get their own license that would be issued through the Department of Liquor. Now it's incumbent upon them to make sure the people who are picking these up are well trained and that they can monitor them and do things that are needed to make sure that they're doing it right. And their license is on the line if they do something wrong, which if they get into this space, then they're going to make sure that everything is in line that way.
You're a restaurateur yourself, and we've certainly talked with people who have been able to weather the storm. Some have thrived, and many others have not. I mean, this has obviously been a horrible time for the industry generally. Can you give me a little bit of personal perspective, what you've been through, and then what you've noticed from the Restaurant Association and other colleagues who are in this business?
Yeah, sure. It has been tough, no doubt about it. We've been blessed that we didn't lay off a single person through all of this, which has been good. It one, you want to do it for the human aspect, but two, it's an advantage when things kind of recovered a little bit, that I had all my personnel trained and didn't have to retrain everybody. The business has dramatically changed. It has been those who could pivot quickly to go, curbside takeaway, these kinds of things have done better than others. And we've had it tough, but not as tough as others, I guess, is the context I would put it in. We pivoted very quickly to curbside takeaway. I think you've seen some kind of some people coming together and helping each other and giving each other ideas. I mean, there's some new online platforms. There's one called Toast that almost every restaurant I know has switched to, including ours, which is just makes it really, really easy to facilitate orders and everything. So it's there's been a big pivot. I mean, the industry is going to be changed forever. Some good, maybe some bad.
That is State Representative Jeff Weininger of Chandler, and you're listening to the show.